beats on the track.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. Today's show is brought to you by ashkicking.com, where you can get those fly fragrances, lotions, elixirs, incense, all that good stuff to smell good in your home and on your body. Also, today's show is brought to you by melaningeeks.com. It's an original clothing line, 100% from the imagination. That's melaningeeks.com. Also, today's show is brought to you by creditscoreheroes.com. You want to step your credit game up? Go to creditscoreheroes.com. Also, today's show is brought to you by Normal Thoughts from a Random Mind. That's a book of poetry that anybody and everybody can relate to. Go to Amazon and all other places to get the book, Normal Thoughts from a Random Mind, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right over here to my right, I have my lovely Getting Better from Being Sick co-hostesses. We have Miss Layla over here. How are you, Layla?
I'm good. This is taking too damn long.
I know. Layla's over here hacking and coughing.
It's coming along. It's coming along. Bronchitis take a long time.
Well, you have bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And it takes like 4 weeks, I think they said, to go away. Completely.
Oh, damn. God.
Did you add a week?
Wait, what?
Did you add a week?
Oh, threefold, whatever. Yeah, that's, shut up, Bree.
Drama.
Oh, skinny ass over there, fading away ass.
And we got Miss Bree over here. How are you, Bree?
Hey, y'all. I'm back in the building. Hey.
Oh, let me, I forget. There's another commercial I got to play. Hold on. True Noblest.
Damn,
hold on. I forget.
True-Noblest.com.
I forgot about True Noblest.
Let's go. Hey, stay fit, stay motivated, stay focused. Quality over everything. True Noblest. If you're looking for a brand that's the dopest, something that you can rock, you'll look the coldest. T-shirts, beanies and hats, sweatshirts, even hoodies with a tank to match.
Yeah.
You can wear it at the gym or when you run on the track. You can check the website. Yeah, I'm telling you facts. Hey, True-Noblest.
Oh.
Got you looking good, you know this. Take a picture, I mean right now. It ain't just a brand, baby, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, True-Noblest. Quality over everything. Yeah.
Motherfucker. All right.
He actually could rap better than some shit I hear on the radio.
I know.
For real, that's kind of dope.
Brother was flowing his ass off. Man. But so, how you been, Bree? You been getting your workout on?
Are we back?
Yes, we're back on you.
Okay,
we're back on your little ass.
Thank you. I need my 15 seconds to check.
Yes, yes.
No, yeah, I worked out a couple times. I've been trying to get back in the swing of things, but it seemed like I get a little bit sicker when I go to the gym. So I'm trying.
Yeah.
I gotta chill for a second. Let that breathe.
Yeah, that's how we gotta check on y'all. The family want to know about y'all. You two. We've been having so many guests in and out of the studio. You know, people want to see what's going on with y'all asses.
Yeah, because we're the stars.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
What they want to know.
We're the stars.
I want to know Bree's updating of her dating life.
And Tariq is our background. Yeah. Why everybody always want to know about my dating life?
Yeah. I don't know. You look interesting today.
I know. It's very interesting. Your dating
is it
life
interesting to you too, Tariq?
Yeah, you be coming in here mad and shit. Y'all don't see the shit behind the scenes. Y'all come here, fuck niggas. Niggas ain't shit. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Damn, I forgot that happened.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
You was on some bad fuck shit.
Yes.
Last week.
What happened, Bree?
Men are just can be stupid sometimes. That's all.
Like how? How do we do stupid things? I'm gonna be a yodeler today. Get it out, beloved.
No, it's just like, I realized I've been like not necessarily wasting my time, but I've been talking to someone from my past that he has no, you know, intentions on a future. So it's just like, I've been wasting my time. I've realized, you know, not wasting.
There's
you
one
know,
big problem you just said, though.
What?
Your past.
Yes.
You leave the past
in the damn
in
past. There's a reason.
Past.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Well, he was never here nor there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
So it's just like, it's someone that I've known.
Oh, you just known.
Yeah.
But y'all never really pursued anything back then.
Correct.
Okay, nothing meaningful, I'll say that.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, nothing meaningful.
Yeah.
But so we have all of these long, drawn-out conversations and, you know, like getting to know each other, but he has no intentions on the future. And then he makes it obvious, you know, he makes it very clear, which is that's okay. So it's just like, have I been, like, passing time with a friend?
So have y'all been in a long friend zone situation, basically? And he wants to maintain the friend zone?
No. No.
I hate when guys do that, though. Like, because sometimes I feel like us as women, we try to change that. Like, I had a guy do the same thing. Like, he told me I would never date a girl that has kids. So I'm thinking, why the hell are we still talking then?
Yeah, exactly.
But he kept calling me.
Exactly.
So what do you call? I thought you didn't date with kids, right?
Yeah.
but you, oh, I got you. Okay, I know what you're trying to do. Got you. Sister just said it best.
Why you bother me when you know you don't want me? It's just bottom line. I just want to know, like, and that's the thing. Like, I'm a good person. I can be a good friend to, I know I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
So I'll be there for people that I probably shouldn't be there for. I just want to know why you bother me when you know you don't want me. And can you answer that for me?
Yeah, can you answer that, Tariq, please?
Shit.
Mr. Tariq don't know the expert.
Tariq don't know. He don't know the answer.
Lord, I don't know these niggas. I don't know. I want to hear that side of the story. I don't know what y'all be doing with these niggas.
I wish they would call.
The thing, because there's always two sides, because the dude might have a whole different experience. They might be like, man, Bree stole $50 out of my damn wallet. You don't know what Bree has over there doing. Y'all don't tell y'all shit.
A lie.
That's too funny.
You dig? Man. Oh, yeah. R.I.P. to Craig Mack. Ain't that random? Ain't that some random? That's random as fuck.
That was so random.
Super random.
Did he die of?
Heart congestion failure or something like that?
Yeah, heart congestion failure.
Congestive heart failure.
You know, Craig Mack was over there fucking around with some cult down in South Carolina.
And he only 46.
Yeah, he was only 46, but he was down there in South Carolina with some white Christian cult. So we don't
know.
I'm dead ass serious. I'm dead ass.
What?
You would know.
Yeah, you know I'd be knowing it. When I see some weird shit, I'm like, what that nigga doing? Let me see what's going on.
They put something in his drink.
They done sacrificed his ass or something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
At 46?
Man.
So young.
Man, that's weird. That's random as shit, man.
Super random.
That's mad random. I don't trust nothing. Look, whenever black folks get around these cult groups or these weird groups, something end up happening to our ass. You dig? I'm just saying. I'm getting my Alex Jones conspiracy on.
That's why I'm like, what does somebody have to tell you as a strong black person for you to end up in a damn cult?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That
there's nothing you can say to me.
No, you get people when they're, it wouldn't work for me either, but when you get people when you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's how you get people. When they're down, depressed, and vulnerable, they'll believe anything.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And y'all heard about those bombs going off down in Austin, Texas.
Yes.
Man, I've been telling people for the longest about these little white supremacist groups trying to go into black neighborhoods. They've been trying to go in there and do open carry walks. And I told them they've been trying to go and get intel so they can start launching attacks. And that's what they're doing now. Mm-hmm. It was like three bombs went off yesterday.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All around Austin. And the mainstream media, they're quiet as shit about this. Yep. They're not really talking about that. This is a major thing. So all my black folks down in Texas, y'all need to be careful. Also, I just heard today there was a bomb found in Missouri somewhere at somebody black's house. So we got to be careful on what's happening out here. These people ain't playing around. You did?
I hate that they are so aggressive and strategic in that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, as black people, I don't think we're naturally wired to think to harm another person.
Right.
Like, not
us
as a
group,
whole.
As a group. Right, 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 right.
But them.
That, yes, they get on cold.
Yeah, they get that shit.
They get on cold, and we don't.
Like, is that the caveman mentality, or is it like,
But we don't get it. We think, just thug nigga shit. That's that's violence, and we don't want to be like that. But their whole community, the white supremacist community, from lawyers, doctors, judges, police, juries, all of them know how to get on cold and protect each other when it comes to them harming us. So we got to be very cognizant of what's happening out here. Bree, what's happening in the news? What else is going on out here in the streets?
Man, you brought up Craig Mack, but is it me, or have you guys noticed that every tax season Beyonce and Jay-Z come with their hand
out? Come out there. Why is it tax season though?
So before I even saw that meme, I already felt the way that they're having another concert. Like, okay, I can be the president of the Beehive. Like, I go hard for them. I'm not crazy. I'm not like stalkerish, but I'm up there. But I don't want to see another concert from them. It's been like 6-7 in a row. Yeah,
people gave some good reasons why Beyonce brought him on tour. They said because he can't be trusted at home for 5 months.
So he'd be at home getting his ass whooped by Solange. Didn't Jay just go off tour? He just got off tour.
Yes.
Good Lord.
It's a little overexposure. I love them, but
I like
dang,
them too.
I just want, where are the twins? Right, who's raising the twins?
I know.
While y'all practicing to go on tour.
They bringing the twins. Rich people bring that.
I'm sure they bringing them, but they going to be working.
They're probably going to have Matthew Knowles babysitting their ass.
Your boy.
Oh, I love my babies. I love my twin babies.
This is your city, babies. Man.
I can't.
Can y'all send some Robitussin for Layla's ass? God damn.
Please, we need some Robitussin.
Layla, what's happening in the news, Layla?
Let me catch my breath.
Yes, yes.
Actually, they told me I had asthma.
God damn.
I was like, why have asthma? Right, but I used to have asthma. I thought I grew out of it, but it came back. I don't know.
Layla, then she got asthma, a bronchitis. She dropped some shit on her foot. She got stitches in her foot.
Stitches in my foot. I got house slippers on. This is raggedy right now. This is raggedy.
Oh, she's like a little Frankenstein. Just all pieced together. Stitches and shit. God damn. Lord, Layla.
Silly, man.
So what's in the news?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys watched this creepy OJ special.
Oh my God.
That shit was creepy, right?
I didn't even watch. Look, my thing. And let me say this. Black folks, there's a lot of black folks using the OJ thing as an opportunity to be a big fucking coon. Oh Lord, OJ is so guilty. Oh Lord Jesus. OJ, nobody killing them white folks. Y'all niggas are cooning.
Okay.
Y'all can stop all that bullshit. Yeah, nigga, y'all ain't fooling nobody.
Right.
Let me tell you something. OJ's ass is too fucking stupid to kill people and get away with it like that. That's the dumbest nigga on the planet. They finessed him into doing that interview years ago, telling him, hey, OJ, it's just going to be a hypothetical, man. They gave him some big money to do that bullshit. It's all scripted. All that shit was scripted.
They claim that this is their story. They said that OJ's lawyer called up the book publisher and was like, OJ's ready to confess right now.
That's bullshit.
They had a whole story, and it is crazy.
OJ didn't even write that book. He didn't even write that book.
I was going to say, if he did say, he can't be tried twice for the same thing.
No, they can't, but this is white supremacists. They'll make up some shit.
Yeah, so that's true. So he's cooning right now.
I think he confessed.
Really?
Yes.
You think that was
real? You think
real?
That was a confession?
I think his stupid ass confessed.
He is he's not the smartest.
He's too stupid to do. OJ is too dumb to kill two damn people. Didn't get no marks on his body. Got rid of the damn knife.
Wait, I think he had that lawyer. What was the lawyer that got him out?
Kardashian?
No.
Johnny Cochran?
Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran was the key to OJ.
How? I mean,
winning. Too. I don't know. I wasn't there.
You watched the movie, didn't you?
I was too young.
Yeah, but as far as that, they paid him to do all that fake confession bullshit.
Did you hear about the alter ego, Charles?
That was some shit that they wrote. That was some scripted shit.
What they did, like some scripted.
It was scripted. It was completely scripted. Then they know. They're like, oh my God, he's confessing. Oh God, stop it.
Yeah.
They fucked up his little money. He couldn't make no money. And they said, okay, nigga, we ain't gonna let you make no money, but hey, we'll give you a couple of million if you do this If I Did It thing, and we'll write the book for you. All you got to do is just act it out.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, I was acting out.
He is dumb. He will fall for that. He will fall for that. He is kind of nice.
He got finessed by a damn memorabilia collector.
For his own shit.
Dude wearing a wire, like, hey, OJ, let's get your stuff. Ooh, I should need my stuff. Lord Jesus. And went and then got caught up.
You get on my damn
like, this goofy nigga is some kind of murder mastermind. OJ is a fucking moron. He's too stupid.
He's
dumb as shit, man. But he didn't kill nobody. And this whole case is really them using OJ as a proxy for all of us. See, that's what we have to understand. That's the white supremacists all getting on code against black folks in general. That's why Johnny Cochran was getting the most death threats. This was they were mad at the black jury. It was the whole shit, man. But yeah, that wasn't no confession. That's them complaining because they felt like they took an L from black folks 25 years ago with that case. They don't like losing. And when you have a black person like Johnny Cochran making them look bad and running circles around them, that's the shit that's been bothering them for 25 years. They cannot let that shit go. They can't let it go. So they're going to run that OJ shit in the ground. And I say, hey, y'all need to have that same energy for Zimmerman and all these other fucking people, too.
Yes.
Don't go back 25 years. We got motherfuckers walking around right now that y'all don't say nothing about.
Right.
So, why is he still walking around?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to hear shit about no OJ, and y'all got Zimmerman out here still doing slick shit. You dig? But Bree might have had a little coon sauce on her over here thinking that he confessed.
Oh! Coon for a spoonin'.
Sprinkle it.
What up? I will footwork to that shit. Don't play with me.
He can pass.
She owning her cool shit. That's what's up, Bree.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to own my shit at all times.
Man, so what's happening out here in the streets, Bree?
So did y'all... I don't know why I never heard this story before today, but Trey Songz has an accuser that says he hit her so hard she threw up from a concussion.
Yeah,
what?
So it's another. I don't even know. Maybe Armenian, maybe Spanish chick.
Oh Lord.
That she's on the news saying that this man hit her, and she has pictures of bruises. The bruises don't look like. They don't look like nothing. Maybe she took them too late or too soon or something, but they don't look too bad. But she said this man hit her so hard she threw up from a concussion.
When was this?
I have no idea.
Trey Songz, though, I don't have anything against Trey Songz, but I just hear so many. I'm not going to say it unless I meet the man myself, but I've heard so many bad stories about him, how he's so it's like such an asshole.
Well, I have that same story.
I've had so many Trey Songz asshole stories.
I've heard that he's an asshole. Again, I saw him at the spot down the street at
the village,
with some fucking bodyguards. I'm like, you know,
but at the village,
he's walking around like Prince with bodyguards. Ain't nobody fucking with you here. You got Holly Berry sitting over there getting the damn
right.
pretzel and shit. Ain't nobody tripping on you.
Wow.
You
know?
But
crazy.
Hey, I hope he didn't do that.
I hope not. You know?
Yeah, she's described the entire thing. She was at an after party. He began yelling and choking and punching and then knocked her to the ground, kicking her and punching her while she was on the ground. She tried to call an Uber.
Oh.
And he
shit.
took her phone and threw it over a cliff.
God damn.
And I don't know him personally. Like I said, I've had one of those moments, though, that I could speak on.
When
he wasn't the nicest.
Oh, wait, you met him?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. So, see, I never met him, so I can't overly
speak on it. Oh, wait. So
what happened?
Trace, first of all, I met him several times. Every time me and my best friend is like this tall, yellow girl with a really big booty.
What's her Instagram?
For research right purposes. Has nothing to do with the story.
No, I'm finna tell you. Her Instagram is Look at London. I want to see too.
I want to see her big booty tall.
Yeah, she's stacked.
Look at London. Let me see this one.
Teresa.
But so, yeah. So anytime we went to any of his concerts, you know, come like from way back when, before he was even like Trey Songz, he would like stalk us down for her.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh, I need whatever. He wanted us to come, whatever, you know, you and your girl, y'all come with me. So I've had several backstage moments with him and I saw how he's treated some women, like depending on what they look like or their skin color. He's one of those.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh,
damn.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you can have a type. But then, like, when it's like, F everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't got to be like that. You can have a type, you know.
Right.
But
my brother just texted me. He was like, remember my brothers was playing basketball. I forgot about this incident with Trey Songz. And one of the bodyguards tried to beat my brother up.
Really?
Yes.
One of his?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I forgot about that incident.
He seemed like he can be pussy like that.
Yeah. He got mad because he lost. I don't, you know, basketball shit because he lost or something.
He seemed like that could happen. Yeah.
Man, that's funny.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he ain't out here slapping women too.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Damn.
I hope not.
But that's some funny shit, man. That's crazy. What you eating over there? Real here eating granola bars in?
Yes.
Oh, you acting like somebody else today.
I know. Tyreek. You gonna put your feet up on there. Tyreek, I wanna, can they give me some butter? Put on my biscuits.
Oh shit. Oh my god.
I haven't been eating, guys.
I know you look so skinny, like you're fading away, bitch.
I probably am.
You're like fading away. I was trying to gain my weight back too. I lost weight from being sick.
Lord.
I'm trying to gain my shit back.
Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
This is such a whack shenanigan, but Jhené Aiko and Big Sean, y'all heard about that stupid hoax?
Oh, so it was a hoax.
You know why.
Why was it? Now, let's explain.
Okay, let's explain. People are that damn nosy. So Jhené Aiko, if you go on her Instagram, she unfollowed Big Sean, right? So people were like, oh my gosh, she unfollowed Big Sean. Then pictures of her and Big Sean start disappearing off of her Instagram. So like, people just made up this whole shit about her and Big Sean breaking up and he cheated like
with Nicole Schlesinger.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, it was very elaborate. Is it Schlesinger or Schlesinger? Scherzinger. Oh Lord, she should change. That's the thing that fucked her career up. Her fucked up ass name.
It did.
She should have changed that shit to Nikki S or just some shit, Nikki Beazle or well, anything. That name is very hard to pronounce. But yeah, they just made this shit up out of thin air. Right?
Yeah, they just made it up out of which leads me to this question: how do you know if? What are the signs that a woman is cheating? Because then I heard that she was cheating too. People start making other shit up, like Janae was cheating, which to me would make a little more sense because she had a man when she met Big Sean. Right.
No, but Janae not cheating on that man. She put his whole face on her arm, his entire face. But she is D-I-C-K-matized.
Don't be fooled by that because women will get a nigga's face and name tattooed on her. And
that girl is cheating. No. She is dickmatized.
Man. Well, they call him Big Sean because of that, I heard.
Yes. There's a reason he's called Big Sean. And she is digmatized. She's not going to cheat on him. She's not going to mess that up. Trust me.
Mm. What are the signs, though? What are the signs that a woman is cheating or a man is cheating? Is there any signs, Tariq?
You never know. It just really depends on a whole bunch of shit. And when you're in the public like that, you know, people got eyes on you. And they had some elaborate story that they saw him. There was some people said, we saw him, and they be having all these details.
Oh my God.
But motherfuckers be lying, though.
People do be lying.
I mean, they both are artists. Maybe somebody did see them together. You know, maybe some music is coming.
Yeah, and, you know, people do put extras on it because they could have been somewhere and just said, hey, how you doing? And they'd be, oh, man, Big Sean was getting his dick sucked at 12 by one of the pussycat dogs.
Exactly.
Lord Jesus.
That's a headline.
Yeah. So they love flipping shit so they can get hot on the gram or get their blog hot or whatever.
That's true.
So, you know, it is what it is. I want to see if we can get calls. Let me see if y'all can call in. The number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Let's see if I can get some people's. To talk up in here. Let me see if this works. What's up? Who's calling?
That's dope. Take a picture back.
I got it.
What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, Tariq?
Hey, what's your name, man?
My name is D from the out of New York City.
Hey, man, what part of New York you in?
I'm in the South Bronx.
That's what's up, man. What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to really holler at Bree right quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead, man. Put your damn bid in.
Yeah, that scene in the pilot with the skates on. You know, sexy as hell, man. I'm like, how can her not recreate that in my bedroom one day? You know, what's good with that?
Don't hold back now.
The skates in the bed.
So you gonna put your skates on too?
That is a cool role play, though.
Yeah.
No, it is not. Skates are heavy as hell. Somebody would die.
So he gonna have your skates in the buck. Them skates gonna be in the air rolling and spinning while he hitting it.
Oh my God,
brother. So you like Bree is sexy to you, right?
Yeah, can I get a one-on-one right quick? Maybe just stay out of this for a couple minutes.
All right, we'll get you one-on-one. Shoot your shot. We're listening. Go ahead.
What city is he in again?
He's in New York.
Oh, we're going there. You can go.
I'm going to be real, Bree. I'm a corporate brother. You know, I'm not one of these swag brothers or whatever. But, you know, I definitely could put it down. Not really looking for a relationship, though. I'm going to just put that right out there.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that whole skate thing, that I'm really big on that. Like, what do you think about that?
So I don't think that's gonna work out. Skates in the bed is really not gonna be a good thing. But I'm looking for something different from you. But thank you for the.
But what would be your ideal first meetup for us though?
I probably wouldn't meet you because you put it out there up front like you're not looking for a relationship. So it'd just be a blank mission kind of. Oh.
You don't like hotter guys, is that what you said? He is trying to trick it off.
Say that again?
You don't like honest guys, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes,
you don't like guys
yes, I love honest men. Yeah, I'm very honest. But you put something out on the table that I don't want, so I'm not going to pursue it. That's all.
Well, let me ask you a question. But the brothers that come with the flowers and the dinner dates, what do you think they're ultimately trying to get in the long run?
The flowers and the dinner dates, I'm hopefully... if they went to that extent, if they went to that extent to get flowers and a date, like which doesn't happen nowadays, I'm expecting him to be serious and looking for something serious.
Don't you think at the end of the day he's trying to get what I'm trying to get?
So you're trying to Netflix and chill, Pat. You trying to get
this nigga just got his tax refunded and he is trying to trick it off.
That's what I'm saying. You got your tax refund. You're trying to trick that tax refund off, nigga. You campaigning. All right, brother. Man, you're in the shot. He's
Oh my God.
See, that's the thing. Niggas, y'all game got to be tighter than that. I wanted to hear what the game was going to be. Y'all niggas.
Boy, go get Tyreek Book.
Well, he told the truth. I guess he was banking on telling the truth, and that's cool.
I do like the truth.
I appreciate the truth, but we're looking for two different things, so.
Yeah, you got to be a little.
He was looking to have sex. That was it.
Yeah, you got to be a little smoother than that. Yeah. You dig?
Can't be so obvious, bro.
You dig? My man.
Thanks for the honesty.
He was campaigning like, I'm a corporate brother. You dig?
And I put it down, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know what guys be thinking, though? Guys be thinking that we're, like, so hard up for dick. Don't they be thinking that?
Yeah.
They be like, ooh, girl, I got this.
Yeah, when niggas say, I put it down. Women get a bunch of niggas to put it down. That ain't shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's up? Who's calling?
What's happening, man? This is Chris.
What's up, Chris? Where are you calling
from? Atlanta.
Chris from Atlanta. How are you, bro? Atlanta. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to call and say I appreciate the show. I watch y'all all the time. I'm actually the gentleman that made the ISM shirts for you guys, and I appreciate you guys wearing them on the show.
Thank you.
Much respect, man. Thank you so much, brother. Send us some more.
We got to talk to you.
Yeah, we do.
Off the air.
Don't be down there in Atlanta selling them shits over in front of Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles, nigga.
Well, y'all just DM me or... You know what I'm saying? Hit me on Instagram and we can holler about anything y'all want to get done or whatever. No, I got y'all back for whatever it is y'all want.
Much respect. Thank you, brother. And I hope you guys have been contributing to the Indiegogo campaign.
Yes, yes.
Y'all look right below here in the comment, not in the comment, but in the menu here, and it will show you the Instagram, not the Instagram, the Indiegogo link, and you guys can go and contribute to the ISM Radio Travel Reality Show so we can come to a city near you. Let me see who else is on the phone.
I'm trying to get on the road, guys.
Yes, indeed. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? This is Keith from D.C.
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, what's going on, ladies?
Hey.
Yeah, I had a question.
A long fucking pause, brother. Oh, y'all do. Do y'all be doing that at the club when y'all be spitting that lady and say, how you doing? What's your name? Kim? Okay. God damn, what them long ass pauses are real uncomfortable, man. That's real serial killerish. Like you thinking about, okay, how can I strangle this bitch and get away with it? Okay, what's on your mind, Steve?
A lot of people are doing this 501(c)(3) hustle. And I'm hooking up with some young brothers that's really interested, really motivated to start one to help their own community out. What are the things they have to look out for once you go that avenue?
Look out for as far as what? I mean, you can either get one or you can't. Are you trying to get a 501(c)(3)? What are you trying to do?
Right. Well, so I'm making up with them because they're dealing with veterans, like homeless veterans who... a little older, so now they need different services, stuff like that. And, of course, the demographic is black, you know, Southside D.C. So, when it goes to bidding for the monies and stuff like that, all of that.
Brother, you got to be concise because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now. You all over the place, bro.
I'm trying to follow you, brother.
See, that's the thing. When y'all want to handle business, y'all got to be concise and know what you're talking about and be able to articulate it in a way that other people are going to understand. I don't know what you're talking about. You all over the place right now, brother.
Oh my God.
You're like, yeah, I want to get a 501(c)(3). They doing things for the veterans. And what the fuck is he talking about? And the homeless people and Mickey Mouse and everything. Over in Wakanda, I had to get some vibranium. And what I'm trying to do is understand the principalities of living in Narnia. And I want to ride a horse over here and go to the Tom Joyner cruise.
That's what it sounds
I'm like. Brother, you all, I'm like trying my best to navigate to what you're trying to say. Find out what you're trying to do and articulate it better, because I really don't know what you're trying to do.
And give us a call back.
And then give me a call back, because I'm not trying to hear a motherfucker who didn't smoke something and trying to ramble through their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. You dig? Y'all gotta be articulate about shit. Know what you're talking about, family. You gotta really know what you're talking about. Layla, give me some news over here, Layla.
Oh,
over here coughing
God.
And hacking.
Now I'm trying to get it together. So yeah. I'm afraid that thing's supposed to help a little bit. Okay. This is actually really, really good, which we already knew. So, you know, Black Panther hit $1 billion.
Yes, it did.
In a month.
In less than a month.
In less than a month.
It ain't even made a month yet.
And
Wakanda forever.
Ain't that crazy? Talk about a crazy, like, return on your money.
Yes, indeed.
Jesus. Yeah, so basically Marvel, they greenlit Black Panther 2, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Guess who wants to be in it, though? Guess who said he gets trying to weasel away on in there?
Uh-oh, who?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, shit.
He said he want to play a villain.
Oh, damn.
Because he did do the whole soundtrack for the first one.
But yeah,
now he want to be in it.
But, you know, they're real funny when it comes to when black movies blow up. You know, they don't want to leave themselves out of it. White people are like, oh, shit. We ain't going to let this shit be a runaway hit with all these Negroes. They'll have Justin Timberlake playing the Black Panther in the next one.
So you think it's good? They're going to add a bunch of white people in it now?
Like they did with Blade. You saw they did with Blade. Blade was a huge hit. Wasn't nothing wrong with Blade. They put two other white co-stars in there and made Wesley Snipes the goddamn sidekick, basically.
What?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Leave it alone. It made $1 billion with everybody black. Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
One white person.
We will see what they do. Have y'all seen that movie? What's that? Ava DuVernay's movie?
No, but Oprah? That one is doing really good, too.
Oh, yeah? Wrinkle in Time? I want to take my son to see that. I haven't done it yet.
I was thinking about taking the kids, but I'm like, you know, it kind of has an Avatar look, and Oprah has a big blonde lace front with an old Destiny style. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie about? I don't know what it's about, though.
Do you know? I actually really don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what it's about.
I think it's about time bending and time being non-linear and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's a little girl.
A little girl trying to find herself, but in the fabric of time, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I'm into shit like that.
Me too. Yeah. I'm into
like
that too.
It's hella hard. But I was looking at the trailer like, what?
No. It's all over
Excuse
the place.
Me?
And somebody
over the place like the guy that just called.
It had a little bedwinch sauce in there.
Somebody said.
He always calls somebody a damn bedwinch.
Somebody in the chat room said it. And I looked at the bag.
Oh, because the little girls were running around with a little white boy.
Yeah. And she mixed them. She got a white daddy or some shit. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So the Ava DuVernay puts a little mammy sauce.
Oh my God.
Y'all get on my nerves.
You dig? So I'm like, okay. Well, I'll wait till that come on Netflix and see what's popping it. Bree, what else is happening out here?
Do you guys know who Gabrielle Dennis is?
That name sounds familiar.
So I think her biggest role was like on The Game. She was the
girlfriend or something, right?
The baby mama.
Yeah, Durin's baby mama.
Durin's baby
y'all know who she is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So picture her. She just landed Whitney Houston in the Bobby Brown story.
God Lord, she don't look shit like no. Oh. Who produced that, Wendy Williams? Shit, that's going to be another Lifetime movie.
It's a BET movie, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's a miniseries.
Oh, okay.
But,
like the New Edition,
Yeah. But she getting dragged. She's getting dragged on Twitter.
Why?
Yeah, she don't look shit like Whitney Houston.
But who looks? No, she does. I don't think she can sing either.
What?
No. But like, who in the world looks like Whitney Houston?
But damn.
No, but you know what? Somebody said Demetria.
She would be dope. And she would be dope. That girl could really sing.
What's her last name?
Housewives of Atlanta.
What's her last
name? She's not on there now. She was
Roger Bob. Yeah. So can she act though?
Yes,
but she's too light
to be Whitney Houston though.
No, here you go with some motion.
Nah, she.
It's called tan and makeup, but she can blow. I think she looks closer.
Can she act though?
She's in a lot of plays actually.
She's in like a lot of Tyler Perry stuff.
Oh,
I'm not shitting on that, but outside of that, I haven't seen her in nothing.
Oh my God, she can really sing
on the House of Pain and shit, but I haven't seen her on anything outside of that.
I think she could probably get her shit together to do that.
Because
if somebody said you're going to play Whitney Houston, you're going to go to the biggest acting coach and get your life.
But they would rather get a better actor than a better singer.
That's true. You can just lip sync the fucking singing.
You can't fake the acting.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel bad for Twitter dragging her because I think she's really good.
She's a very good actress.
She's really good. Yeah. So hopefully she does her justice because it's going to be, I think this will be the role to probably like ruin her.
Who they gonna get to play Bobby Brown? Shamar Moore?
Who would be a really, really good Bobby? I'm trying to think. Who would be a good
The dude
Bobby?
That played Bobby in
Oh yeah, the New Edition movie.
What's his name?
I can't think of his name.
Oh, he was good.
He was good.
Yeah,
he
all those dudes, they were all good.
So they said as far as who else is gonna be, they didn't say their role, but who else is Mekhi Phifer, Lance Gross,
You said Gross?
Gross. I thought it was Gross.
It's Gross. It is. Bree is just trying to sound bougie. Lance Gross.
I went with my last name.
I've always called him Gross. That's gross. Lil Rel and Laz Alonzo.
Okay.
Oh, he
Laz.
He fine.
It's Laz.
Look, okay. I don't know these damn people. Shit.
Lord. What's up? Who's on the phone? Okay. The phone didn't work on his ass.
It's working good, actually.
It was working good, but yeah, you know how it is. It gets a little janky. Layla, what else is happening over there?
This is a, I don't even know if y'all even care about this, but Bow Wow.
Oh, man. What the fuck did Bow Wow do this time?
No, I just wish, I love Bow. I'm not going to lie, I think he's a decent actor, but as far as musically, I think he should just sit down a little bit. But he actually released a new song addressing his fallout with Chris Brown. Does anybody care?
When did he have a fallout with Chris
Brown?
I
have no freaking idea.
Some unknown beefs that nobody give a shit about.
They did have a bromance at one point. Oh, and like you just don't, you don't really see them together no more, I guess. So yeah, maybe something happened.
And he made a song, a whole song about
but
it.
But I heard Bow Wow got a hit.
No.
Well, some song. Not that song, but the one that came out before. Yeah, I heard it's a hit. I haven't listened to it because I just can't bring myself to listen to Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, I'm rooting for Lil Bow Wow.
I am too. I like him.
Yeah, he seemed like a good
I like his acting, though.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I think he's dope. He's a good actor. You
know. I just wish he would age a little bit. So yeah, it wasn't, because it's starting to look, it's starting to be creepy.
Yeah.
It's
Wait, how old is he, though?
I think he's like 30s.
Is he in his 30s? Because
I think he just had his 30s.
Yeah, he still, he just never, you know, matured facially. I mean, which is good.
That's
I mean, you want to look,
No, but not for men.
Yeah, but because, you look like a kid and then people won't take you seriously. Yeah. Then you got to try to act extra hard.
Yes, that is exactly
then
his
personality. Then you got to go Gary Coleman on that. You did?
People kicking kept people in their knees
Gary
and shit.
Coleman said, I'm tired of this bullshit, bitches.
Did he really say bitches?
Man, yeah,
I feel like
Gary Coleman would cuss you the fuck out.
He got real crazy.
Have you seen interviews with Gary before he died? He was on one show and they were badgering him because they said he beat up his wife and they were all in his face. Gary, you beat it. He's like, bitch, I'm tired of you. Fuck you. Fuck, you know, I don't like you. And then he jumped off the chair.
That was so funny.
That nigga jumped off the chair and walked out. I died.
Yeah, that shit was a classic.
What you talking about, bitch?
You have to find that on YouTube.
You have to find that. Put that on
there. I'm going to find that now while we're talking.
That shit was so funny. I remember that.
Man, Bree, what else is happening out here, beloved?
Do y'all know who Lil Pump is?
Unfortunately,
oh, this is one of them.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
I can't stand this
man. Man, yeah, his record is like in the top five.
That shit is killing. He just signed an $8 million record deal.
Man,
of course he did.
Yeah,
with Warner Brothers. You say, of course he did.
Yeah, because everybody likes him. I mean,
he has one hit.
I mean, but he's a Spanish.
He's Spanish.
White. He's white. All that he's Spanish. He's trying to play that Spanish shit.
Oh, you think he's white?
He, of course he's white.
He just tried. He lied about he being Hispanic.
Well, hell, that's still white. That's still white. That's still white.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
That is not white, you guys.
Damn. Oh, Lord. Hold on.
I cannot.
Uh-oh.
Two in one day? Spanish is not white, damn it.
Where's Spain?
What about, okay, so you're saying, what about Mexican, though? Mexican.
They classify themselves as white. They put they white on
not,
the census.
Not the Mexicans in my family,
man,
damn it.
Not the Mexican. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot you were half.
Oh, no. Let me play, I got that Gary Coleman thing. Hold on, one second, hold on.
Set the record straight here, just point blank. Do you have a volatile relationship with your wife? Have you ever physically...
No, I don't have a volatile relationship with anybody. You know, if we have our discussion, and like most of the time the men lose, you know, if I lose or she loses, she goes that way, I go that way.
But she went not just this way. She called the police and said that you had assaulted her.
They got to put extra shit on it. They just put a mug shot. Hold on, I want to see where he's cussing.
You and I don't care about
and
you.
Is this
hold on.
Oh, and everything else.
I fell down the stairs. I don't want people thinking that my wife is abusing me.
Why don't
me.
You want to answer the question about whether you abused
because
your
you
wife?
Can go
and everything
yourself.
Else. Pardon me?
You can go yourself.
Really?
And quit asking me.
Is that
me.
The way you talk to your wife?
Yeah, if I have to, if I need to, but I don't. And I don't know you, and I don't care about
and
you.
And is this the kind of
your
anger that leads to your physical assault?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let me tell you
so
what I'm going to ask you to do.
Hold on, or get
listen.
Hit by a bus tonight.
Hey,
I'm not going to care because she's pushing my buttons, and I don't like her now. And the next thing
why
I'm going to do
tonight?
Is leave. So all of you.
Gary, come back.
Gary, come back.
Roof fell. My roof fell. That's up.
Gary went out like a G. Nigga.
Gary, come back. Yeah.
Y'all stop fucking with
me. I respect him now, actually.
Gary was a rider.
I respect his ass.
Man.
He don't look like he play no shit.
No. And what's funny, after the interview, the old fake-ass white supremacist on the panel, like, oh, my God, I was scared. I thought he was going to hit us. I'm like, fuck out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
My God.
The drama.
Gary was not playing. That's like, fuck all you bitches.
Crazy. But he's dead now,
yeah,
right?
He dead. I think that white woman killed his ass. Shit. Man, that's shit. I think.
Wait, is Webster dead too?
No, he's still alive. He's down in Atlanta. Wait,
oh, and I thought Webster was dead.
Yo, how y'all think Webster died?
I swear. Oh my God, I don't know.
I thought it was the opposite and Gary Coleman was still alive.
No, I thought both of them were dead.
God, Lord, y'all asses ain't that fucking young. Y'all act like y'all in y'all teens.
I'm pretty young.
Y'all seen reruns of fucking Different Strokes. Y'all know who these niggas
no,
are.
I swear I thought I didn't mean Lewis. Webster.
Yeah, I think he's down in Atlanta. He be wearing them big Coogee sweaters and shit. Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, I think he's still down there in Atlanta. He's alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the thing back in the 80s, putting little bitty niggas on TV with white families. That was kind of
the thing. That was the thing.
That was.
Yeah, man, that shit was crazy.
That was.
Man, y'all trying to kill Webster off. Shit.
I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
But yeah, in the 80s, they had another show called Fantasy Island. There was a little Hispanic midget on there. Mm-hmm. It was crazy in the 80s. They had all types of weird programming going on. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
That's too funny.
Yo. Come on, nigga. Great. Hello. One more time. Say something. Okay. All right. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try one more time to hear from the family. We haven't talked to y'all. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello. Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, Fernando, brother?
Calling from Maryland. How you doing, man?
Fernando from Maryland. How are you, brother?
Pretty good, man. I don't want to take much of your time. First of all, I just want to say, you know, peace and respects to you and Bree and Layla and what y'all doing in y'all show. It's a great show. I try to watch as much as I can. But the thing that, and I understand why it's happening like this, with the OJ thing, OJ didn't do it. We all know that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So OJ, from what I found out, this happened at like 2 in the morning. I was just watching the ID channel at 2 in the morning, and they had this whole documentary piece for about maybe 30 minutes talking about how Nicole Brown Simpson had owed money for a drug debt, and she told OJ she was going to pawn the jewelry. He told her not to do it, but she was going to do it anyway. So he called this local drug dealer or whatever named Glenn Rogers to go and retrieve the jewelry so that, you know, she won't pawn it. It just so happens when OJ called, Glenn Rogers gets there. He bumps into Ron Goldman, kills him. Nicole Brown Simpson, you know, hears a commotion. He kills her and then leaves. Now, the reason why OJ, in my opinion, is doing all this fake, what if I would have done it, is because if they go the Glenn Rogers route, they already know it's a dead end. From what I've learned doing my research, he has 2 death sentences on him from other people he's killed. So if you try to go after him for Nicole Brown Simpson, there's really nothing there. It's dead. So White America has to...
Yeah, I've heard the Glenn Rogers theory. There's different theories. It was Glenn Rogers. Then they said it was OJ's son, which I don't believe none of that shit. The thing Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, they were mixed up with a lot of fucking criminals back then. And that's the thing people keep ignoring. That's why they didn't put none of her friends and none of his friends on the stand. Mm-hmm. All of the people around them were fucking drug dealers, criminals, mafiosos, Nicole Brown Simpson's sisters dating a damn hitman at the time. So they leave all that stuff out. This stuff is very well documented. They were around hardcore fucking criminals, and a lot of their other friends were getting killed around the same time. They always leave that out. They make money by making it seem like she was this poor, innocent white woman and this big, brutal Negro who just had to have that white pussy killed her. But that woman was doing all types of shit and hanging around all types of shady-ass people. That's the reality of it. All right, but thanks for the call, brother.
I have a question for you, Tariq.
All right, thanks, man.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bye, nigga. All right, go ahead.
When somebody dies, though,
and
you, okay, like, let's say I have a grudge with somebody.
Yeah.
And they die. Do you automatically have sympathy, or do you still have the same hate in your heart? Like, somebody, like, did something to me really bad, and I just couldn't stand them, and they died. Am I supposed to have remorse, or I just still, like, I want to fuck them up?
It depends on the relationship I had with them. Like, if I don't like them and I never had a real positive relationship with them, that's something else. But if it's somebody that you know and y'all kind of had a falling out, if they die, of course you're going to have some kind of sympathy.
Because OJ said he still goes to Nicole Brown Simpson's grave and cusses her out. Did y'all know that? Is that true?
No, that's some shit.
Where did that come from?
That sounds...
Because he's still
some
mad.
TV shit.
He's that's some TV shit.
That's some TV
that's
shit.
That whole, like, yeah. That whole confession, that
that's
shit
so
was scripted.
Crazy. That's some bullshit. OJ, you can't be that dumb.
That whole shit was scripted. So it's scripted. Crazy. It's scripted. Understand, all that vile shit. And he, oh, if I had the glove, I had the knife, I hit it. No.
Like, do we have any real people around him? Like,
no.
Real
no,
from
OJ
back
is
in
an
the
idiot.
Day?
That's why he didn't commit no damn murder. OJ's a, he'll do anything. He don't know no better.
That's what I'm saying. But you don't got no real people around you to tell you to chill the fuck out.
No, because OJ likes white people too much. He loves white people, and he'll believe they. That's why they keep finessing his ass. He can be finessed by them so easily, and his love for them is the reason why he keeps getting caught out there. He don't understand systematic white supremacy and how it works. You dig? He knows, but he don't want to accept it.
Wow.
You dig? Let me see who's on the phone here. Hold on one second.
Cold world, boy.
Yes, it is. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
What's up, brother? Who is this?
This is Rosell. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, first and foremost, I just would like to, like, you know, man, you're one of my heroes, man.
Hey, man, and, I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, seriously, man. And shout out to Bree and Lala. How y'all doing?
Thank you.
This nigga say Lala. Who in the fuck is Lala?
And I'm talking about thank you.
No, Bree, thank you. Who the fuck? I'm like, who the fuck is Lala?
Layla.
Layla. Oh, dang. Layla.
Her name Lala
Layla.
Today.
I apologize.
It's okay. Layla.
What's wrong with everybody mispronouncing names? You talking about Lala?
Oh, Gross.
No, no. Yeah. Lance Gross.
Yeah, that's
Laz Alondo.
And Fleet got the best of you, man. But, yeah, I just got one quick question, man. What are your thoughts on speed?
On who?
What are your thoughts on speed dating?
Oh, speed dating. I'm going to do something like that for the reality show. So that's something fun. That's something that's fun to do. Do y'all have like a speed dating thing going on out there?
Yeah, we do. Events is going on. And I was thinking about registering. But just trying to, you know, check it out and see what it's about. But I don't know. It's like a problem you don't want to go. I feel like I'm going to run into.
You should go, man. You should go and see. You know, it might be fun. It might be fun to as a cool way to mix it up and meet people and network. So you should try it out and see what's popping with it. What city are you in out there in North Carolina?
I'm in Raleigh.
Okay, yeah. And I love Raleigh, man. They got some nice little honeys out there, too. They got some nice ones out there,
dude.
Yes, they do. I would go,
dude. They do. You right about that.
Man, go to that speed dating thing, man, so you can get shows up on, man. Get you a nice, thick-ass woman with a good little post office job, nigga. You pick up. Y'all get y'all tax refund check, go on the Tom Joyner Cruise together, and look at Charlie Wilson and Ronald Isley, and get y'all nuptials going, nigga. Yeah, I want to see some romance in the house, my dude. But anyway, thanks for the call, brother. Don't be tripping if the Mink Slide concert is on. Okay. If I'm on the Tom Joyner Cruise, because I'll go and perform for the ass.
Yeah. Oh, your ass needs to be
that's
on the Tom Joyner Cruise.
Man. Hey,
you,
that
Charlie Wilson will be mad as fuck.
I know him.
This nigga trying to take my spot. It'll be beef like a motherfucker.
I know.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. It'll be like we beefing like Tupac and Biggie.
He'll be mad as hell. The young version of him walk in there, bitch.
Boy, I got
funny.
Love for Charlie.
Yeah, I like Charlie.
But y'all keep getting the pre-orders for the Mink Slide single on iTunes and Google Play. A lot of people are getting the pre-orders. It's going to be officially released next week on March 20th.
I be jamming to that shit.
People be getting, they love that shit.
Man, that midget.
It's a catchy ass song.
Why you put that video up? Why you put that video up?
I know, on Instagram.
You ain't see the midget fall off the roof of a car?
Oh, that shit was fucking hilarious.
I was crying laughing. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with Tariq?
Man.
You know he ain't got no damn sense.
I wish I could show the clip. I
know. You got to figure this out.
Man.
You got to get this together.
Let me see if I can play it.
Please play it.
No. Here. You saying for the video?
Yeah, on the phone. Yeah. The,
y'all. I know everybody saw it, though.
I got to see this.
Everybody saw it, but Layla crazy ass.
I know.
Wait,
I know.
What?
I know Layla let me see shit. What happened?
What happened?
All right, hold on. Let me see. Wait. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if they can see it on camera. right, there's a midget dancing on a car. Y'all can't see that. But if y'all go to my Instagram, and go to Tariq Elite and look on my timeline.
Can't.
And there's a, it's a real weird thing. It's a little midget dude. He has on a halter top. Look like he got a little perm.
Oh my god!
I swear.
He got some designer pants on. Like where the, there's so many. Like, where did he get the pants?
That's
why is he go on top of a car?
And why did he on, step off?
Why
like
did he walk
he was
off?
About to walk onto a curb.
Why is he dancing? I'm like, there's so many fucking questions.
So many why?
Did somebody get his ass? Why are they filming this nigga knowing he's in danger? I mean, god damn, there's so many fucking questions. My God.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let me see before we
get
out. Let
me get on a remix, Tariq.
I know. I'm going to have
you. Yeah,
you
got to spit.
What's your rap name again?
Rogue.
Rogue.
I ask you to every week.
I'll be forgetting.
Hey, remix. What's good?
What's up? Who's calling?
Let me get on a remix, Tariq.
I know. I'm going to have you. Okay. I'm like, who the fuck is that talking? That's us. Hey, brother.
What's going on, Tariq? How you doing, lady?
All right.
Hey.
What's your name, brother?
My name is Dustin, man. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Dustin from Minnesota, man. What's going on out there?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to ask your opinion on this OJ concession shit. You know, me and my wife, we had a conversation about this, you know. And me, quite frankly, I feel like it's really stupid to even entertain this coon. You know what I mean? Like, people are really wasting their time about this. But, you know, I feel like more so over, I feel like it's more of a zeitgeist. It's more of a, you know, let's prop him up to be that guy that we can kind of blame for this, that, and the third. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of get your opinion and the lady's opinion on that. Hey, one more time, though, before I go, I really appreciate everything you do. All your documentaries are banging. I'm looking forward to Hidden Colors 5.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to the work that you're doing with Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
And keep it up, bro. Man, you really give us hope out here. You feel me?
Much respect, man. I appreciate you. But yeah, my man, he made a very good point. They're propping that up, propping the OJ thing up. And OJ, again, is a proxy for all of us. And that's something that the white supremacists can use to say, hey, look, there's reverse racism right there. It was black racism against white people that let OJ get off. So OJ walking around free gives us justification to harm all black people. That's how they think. We got to understand it in that context. See, we think if we sit up here and throw shit on OJ, we're going to somehow get a pass from white people. That's why you see so many Negroes out here cooning it up. Ooh, man, OJ ain't shit. Lord, fuck that OJ, nigga. We fuck an OJ. You're not saving yourself.
Right.
They OJ represents us to them. They look at us as one big nigga. That's it. We're one big nigga. They don't separate us or our actions. That's why whenever something happens, they start talking about, what about crime in Chicago? You know, we're all supposed to be complicit in that, but they don't want to be complicit in systematic white supremacy. So that's why I always flip it on them. Let me get one more call.
One big nigga.
I know.
That's a good way to look at us. That's just
how they treat us and look at us.
Yeah.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's Stella. I'm calling from Oakland.
Hey, Stella. How are you, dear? Has Stella called in before?
I'm doing good. I love y'all. I've never called in. It's my first time calling.
Okay. Stella, how old are you, Stella, with a name like Stella? 35?
I'm 30. I'm named after my grandmother.
I was about to say, you must be named after somebody old school in the family.
That's an old name or something?
Yeah. Stella, you ain't no younger.
I'm an old lady, too. But I'm 30. I'm here in the Bay Area, and I listen to you guys every Tuesday. Hey, Bree. Hey, Layla. How y'all doing?
So what's on your mind, Stella?
So I was calling to tell y'all about a wrinkle in time. Y'all was talking about they're trying to put the coon train thing on it with the little black girl. Because, excuse me, I'm walking around. The original book was written in the 60s.
Which book?
And we read that book.
Slow down.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay, there you go. Good, good.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay.
Was written back in 1962. We read that in elementary school. And when I think about it later, I'm like, that book is not for kids. It's a kid's book, but it's some acid trip type stuff, like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh.
But we read that in elementary, and what the story is about, without giving the movie away, I haven't seen it. But the storyline is basically this father and mother, they're scientists, and they do all this like government training and research. And the father had gone missing. It's a little white family, too. So in the movie, they changed the daughter to a little black girl. So that's why I want to go see it. I want to see how they incorporate that race mix thing. Like, are they going to make the mom black or what? And then the little white boy is her little brother. In some kind of way, the little girl discovers, like, she finds out where her father is because her brother, like, goes off trying to find him. And they're, like, 12 and 5 years old in the book. And they start trying to find out, like, what happened to their dad. And they end up finding him traveling through time. And it's, like, a weird acid trip from there. So I was, like, agreeing with you when you said that earlier about them throwing the Coonan up in there. Because in the book, it's a little white family. They throw this little black girl in there. But I wanted to actually say, when the dude called from Brooklyn trying to mack at Bree, like, Tariq, you really don't understand. Like, you got to think about it. Dudes our age, like me and Bree's age, and I'm from Baltimore, too. So we grew up with a bunch of, like, crack babies. So these niggas are our age now. So you got to think about that. And, like, these chicks out here that you talk about be bad winching and these, like, hood rats and stuff, you got to think, you think in the mindset of little crack babies that are actually grown now. You know, all the other fucked up stuff that, all the other stuff that people be going through just in general, it's just, it's really whack out here. Like, it's super whack.
I can imagine.
It's so bad.
Now, Stella, what's your Instagram? Folks want to know what your gram is.
Tariq want to know what your gram is.
I have two. I have two of them, but I'm at Estella Mac underscore Mac. It's E-S-T-E-L-L-A underscore M-A-C-K.
Hold on, Stella. Shit.
I'm too quick. I'm sorry.
Stella underscore?
Estella. So E-S-T-E-L-L-A underscore.
Estella. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Underscore. Okay.
M-A-C-K. That's my first Instagram. That's my work Instagram.
Okay. Stella Mac. Is it happy hair? You got like, you do hair braiding?
Yeah, I'm here
today. Oh, that's what's up. That's up. Yo, y'all need your hair braided. Holla at Stella Mac. She get your shit right. Get you some
hair. When I go to LA, I'm going to be hollering at y'all because I go for the Hollywood Carnival. It's around BET, the BET Awards weekend. So when I'm down there, I'm going to try to find y'all.
Absolutely.
Look at these blue braids.
Yeah, you need to come and give Layla and Bree some braids.
I'm with it.
Gloomy outside.
It's raining right now. Super gloomy. Sick of this shit.
Yeah, this weather.
I like the rain though.
Yeah, it was night. It was hot yesterday. Now it's raining. It'll be snowing this weekend. This weather is a beast.
Man,
what y'all doing this weekend?
I'm supposed to be having a party for my grandmother, but they don't know if they're going to cancel it because it was actually an outside event. So debating on that. It's my brother's birthday too. It's my brother and my grandmother on the same day. So I don't know. Might do something with them. I don't know. Oh, me and Bree have some business to take care of, you guys.
What the hell y'all got going on? That's coming up very soon.
Y'all don't know how many times I get stood up by Miss Layla.
I have stitches in my foot, bitch.
This the only pass you get. You stand me up every damn week.
We going this
week. The girl got stitches in her foot. That's the only reason she get a pass, y'all.
Where y'all supposed to be going?
We can't really tell you. What the fuck y'all about to do?
I'm scared. Y'all about to go move some drugs to Mexico? What y'all about to do?
I wish I could.
No, we can't talk about that. We bees in the trap. What y'all about to do? All this secretive ass shit around the workplace.
No. We'll tell you off air.
Okay. Yeah, we'll tell you off. You a part of it.
I am? Yeah. I'm a drug mule too?
Yes. Get with the program. See, this is what you're supposed to unite. Don't ask no questions.
Lord, what they going to try to get me in? My God. Anyway, Layla, give them your Instagram.
Miss Layla Lopez, M-S, L-A-I-L-A-L-O-P-Z.
Yes, indeed. And Bree, where can they find you?
ITSBRISMALL.
That's where you send your dick pics, fellas.
Oh, my God.
Please keep your dick pics.
Wait, Tariq, I have to say this.
I don't want random dick.
Don't send them to me like, hey, Tariq, send this to Bree. No, nigga. No.
Tariq, that just happened. This dude emailed me a picture of Bree and fishnets. Remember when we did the Indiegogo video?
Yeah.
Bree had on the fishnets.
Yeah.
He screenshotted it, sent it to me, and said, You don't even know what he want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
He said something very nasty as fuck.
He emailed
he
me too.
Me.
He sent it to you too?
He sent me.
What
he,
was it? Yo, what,
this, it
what?
Was just a picture of my legs and fishnets, but he said, you made me come.
Oh, God.
Yes. And he sent it to me.
I fucking hate you
to
guys.
To tell her. I was like, why do I have to be fucking involved as a messenger in this?
God damn. Well, y'all niggas, y'all get my books so y'all can get y'all fucking game together, man. I don't know what y'all niggas be doing. I don't want y'all to send a dick pic. I'm saying I just don't want y'all to send it to me. The niggas be trying to send me messages to get to them. Like, don't know, nigga. No.
No. Only Safari can send dick pics.
Yes, please, Safari. Please
no, I'm just playing.
Please send those. Big Sean, too. No, yes. I'm just joking.
Safari,
he's
call
married.
Bree. Anyway, man, y'all follow me at on Instagram at Tariq Elite, Twitter, Tariq Nasheed. Go to minkslide.com. All that good stuff, and we will holler at you guys next week. Y'all.